All tucked up on my little lying down position. So I'd like you to emulate this, if it's comfortable. Blanket, nice. Pillow, just the right height. I've got my legs up on a chair, which just takes the pressure off the lower back. If you want to do that, you probably can't see. Maybe you can see, yeah? So the key factor here is comfort. So see if you can find something that's going to be as comfortable as possible. And normally I say, and yet alert, but today, because this is our rest day, if you go to sleep, it's fine. It might be that you need to have a good sleep. So they're already yawning in the background here. You can probably hear them. So they're demonstrating the correct attitude.
Vidya Marla, I've just noticed you're a bit out of focus.
Ah, okay, that'll be because I moved with this webcam. So if I turn the camera off and turn it on again, that usually resets it. Is that better?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a funny little webcam idiosyncrasy. We've got this exactly the same sort of webcam at home, so I know about this particular thing. Okay, so paying attention to paying attention to your setup. So if your pillow or cushion isn't as comfortable as it might be, then look for something else. So you want to have it so that your forehead is just a little bit higher than your chin, but you're not tipping your head up or down particularly. And then you could have your legs up on a chair, or have cushions under your knees, or have your legs outstretched, or be in semi-supine. It's completely up to you. And if lying down is difficult, you could do it sitting, of course, or standing. You can do it lying on your side, you can do it lying on your front. Whatever's going to work for you. Anyway, it's lovely. I'm getting to see all the people lying down, which looks really perfect. So we're going to do a body scan that will be following on from this morning's session. And you can just follow along as best you can. So it'll be in the body, it'll be breathing, it'll be flow, it'll be deeply tuning into what's going on. So as we arrive, I'm just going to read out a poem by Rainer Maria Rilke, which I really love, about gravity. From the Book of Hours. How surely gravity's law, strong as an ocean current, takes hold of even the strongest thing and pulls it toward the heart of the world. Each thing, each stone, blossom, child, is held in place. Only we, in our arrogance, push out beyond what we belong to for some empty freedom. If we surrendered to Earth's intelligence, we could rise up, rooted like trees. Instead, we entangle ourselves in the knots of our own making, and struggle, lonely and confused. So, like children, we begin again to learn from the things. This is what the things can teach us: to fall, patiently to trust our heaviness. Even a bird has to do that before it can fly. This is what the things can teach us: to fall, patiently to trust our heaviness. Even a bird has to do that before it can fly. Yeah, beautiful. I love that poem. So let's have a sense of dropping into rest, of yielding, of arriving, of settling. You can have, if you're lying down, you can have your hands on the belly, you can have your hands at the side of the body, palms upwards. Have your hands on the hips or the ribs, it's up to you. The main thing is to look for release in the shoulders and having the elbows resting. Be sitting, resting down through the buttocks and the feet, having the hands resting on the legs and the lap, or in the lap, on the cushion, on the blanket. Again, positioning the hands in such a way that the shoulders can fall into gravity, falling down and slightly back. So as we arrive, seeing if we can let go of gripping in the mind, in the heart, in the body, and to just rest, yield into gravity and rest. Having a broad sense of the whole body to start with. Sensations in the body, the shape of the body, weight of the body. Contact with the floor, contact with the earth, contact with the planet. And now let's gather our awareness in the abdomen, in the belly, the soft part of the body between the pelvis at the bottom and the ribs at the top. And tuning into the swelling and subsiding with breathing that we touched into this morning. Finding our own rhythm of breathing, allowing the internal organs to be gently massaged by the movement of the diaphragm. You won't feel the diaphragm directly, most probably, but we can feel it by inference. The organs being displaced outwards on the in-breath, subsiding back on the out-breath. Allowing our awareness to flow down into the pelvic floor area, the base of the torso. And seeing if we can allow an echo of breathing to express itself in this area, very gentle broadening on the in-breath, subsiding on the out-breath, totally effortless, receptive. Having a sense of how the body is pliable. Body isn't a thing, it's a whole series of processes and movements, flowing, changing through the moments. Letting the buttocks be soft, yielding, resting into gravity. Feeling inside the hips on either side of the torso, where the legs join the body, join the torso. Maybe we can even feel an echo of breathing inside the hips. Very subtle. Don't worry if you can't feel anything, but being aware of the possibility that we can allow the hips to participate in this rhythm of breathing. Effortless, receptive. Coming to the buttocks and the sacrum. Resting on the chair or the floor. And if we're lying down, there will be weight going down through the sacrum. This is the triangular bone at the bottom of the spine. If we're sitting, just feeling into this area and seeing if there's any expression of breathing. For lying down, it may be that there's a very subtle change in the weight through this area on the in-breath, the out-breath. Sitting, maybe a very subtle sense of rocking. Coming to the lower back, the area between the sacrum at the bottom and the back of the waist at the top. Seeing if we can allow our awareness to rest inside the lower back. Allowing the lower back to be breathed. Maybe the shape changes a little bit on the in-breath, the out-breath. The anger, or maybe there's a broadening on the in-breath, subsiding on the out-breath. We've got discomfort, allowing it to be rocked and cradled by the breathing. And that applies, of course, to any other discomfort that we encounter in the body as we go through the body scan. Just noticing any automatic contraction, hardening, tightening, and allowing that to be softened by breathing, if or when we encounter it. And now allowing our awareness to slide up inside the back to inhabit the whole upper back. back of the ribs and the back of the lungs and the spine, shoulder blades. Usually when we think of breathing, we think of the chest, but there's as much activity in the upper back as there is in the chest. The ribs and the lungs are as much in the back of the body as the front of the body. Let's inhabit the upper back. Maybe there's some kind of movement in the shoulder blades as we breathe. Always receptive, always effortless. Now broadening to be aware of the whole back. The whole length of the back, the whole breadth of the back, the whole volume of the back. Being breathed. Now coming through into the chest, the front of the body. The ribs and the lungs and the breastbone, chest. Opening, subsiding, opening, subsiding. Allowing our awareness to rest inside all the movements and sensations of breathing in this whole area. Now broadening to be aware of the whole front of the torso, the belly and the chest together. Opening, subsiding, opening, subsiding. And now being aware of the whole torso, the front, the back, the sides, the inside, the surface. Expanding in all directions on the in-breath, subsiding in all directions on the out-breath. Volume increasing, volume subsiding with each in and out-breath. Flowing up now through the neck, And if we're lying down, checking that we're surrendering the weight of the head up to the support. Sitting, checking in on the position of the head. Seeing if we can have the head aligned with the spine. So it's just resting there, and we're not having to hold on to the head with effort. Checking in on the base of the skull. And the whole back of the neck, the muscles, the bones and the ligaments. And the front of the neck, the throat. And inside the neck, the flow of air, the breath. Flowing into the body, flowing out of the body, through the whole neck area. And flowing up inside the whole head. The mouth, the tongue, the jaw soft, the lips soft. The wind of the breath flowing in and out of the body through the nostrils, down through this area, and back out again. And have it in the cheeks and the nose and the eyes, the eyebrows, the forehead. Top of the head, back of the head, sides of the head, the ears. And coming right inside and getting a sense of the brain resting in this little cradle of bones, tissues. And even this area is being very gently massaged by breathing. To be more imagined than felt, but we could still get some kind of sense of softness, of release right inside the head. Let's see if we can experience the head as being a limb of the body. Very often we experience the head as being somehow different from the body or separate from the body, but it is a limb of the body. It's part of the body. It's interesting feeling into the physicality of the head. Now let's inhabit the other limbs. So first of all, let's come back down to the shoulders. Shoulders falling away from the midline of the body, resting into gravity. Maybe there's some echo of breathing in the shoulders. Broadening, subsiding, broadening, subsiding. And allowing our awareness to pour down through the shoulders, through the upper arms, down to the elbows, feeling into the shape of the elbows, contact with the floor if we're lying down, or the bed. Resting, yielding. The lower arms, so we're resting inside the lower arms. We're not thinking about them as a concept, experiencing them directly. And the wrists. The hands. The fingers, the thumb, allowing these to become full of awareness. Let's see if we can let the hands be present. Very often, if the mind is moving into the future, there's a very subtle reaching in the fingers. And if the mind is going back to the past, there's a very subtle holding on in the fingers. And if we can let the fingers be really soft right here, right now, this helps call the mind back to the present. Now let's move back up through the arms, through the shoulders, down through the torso, and coming to rest back in the hips again. So we include the legs as limbs. Pouring through the hips and down into the thighs. Front and the back and the sides, the inside. Surface, contact with clothes perhaps. Let's see if we can inhabit the thighs with awareness. The knees. Shape of the knees. And the lower legs, the soft calves, the shin at the front, circumference, the inside, the surface, the volume. And the ankles. And allowing awareness to pour inside the feet and the toes. The soles of the feet and the tops and the sides, the inside, each and every toe full of awareness. Now broadening awareness to be aware of the whole body, The whole experience we label body. All the different sensations in the legs, the torso, the arms, the neck, the head, the face. All the movements with breathing in the whole body. Let's see if we can rest inside this flow of experience. Some of the sensations may be unpleasant, some of them may be pleasant, some of them are dull or blank. Just letting everything flow through the moments. Free of automatically contracting against the unpleasant, chasing the pleasant. Drifting off from the neutral, just let everything present itself to awareness and then pass away. What about our thoughts? Just becoming aware of our thoughts flowing through the mind. And again, let's see if we can let these flow through the moments. A little bit less identified with their content and experiencing them as mental events. And then there's our emotions. What's the weather like at the moment? Letting whatever's arising into awareness. And seeing if we can let it flow through the moments, not suppressing, not over-identifying. Arriving, passing, arriving, passing. So cultivating presence. Just really getting to know what it means to be alive in this body, with this mind, with these emotions. This is mindfulness as bravery, mindfulness as courage, mindfulness as strength. Having a vivid sense of aliveness, everything arriving, everything passing. So this kind of multi-dimensional sense of presence, there's movement, breathing, flow of breathing, sensations, many, many different sensations arising and passing, thoughts arising and passing, emotions arising and passing. Let's have a broad, open, inclusive awareness. This difficult experience arriving, seeing if we can meet it with a kindness, a warmth, a compassion. How would we respond to a loved one who is having this difficult experience? And then there'll probably be also be pleasurable experiences, maybe contentment, quiet, peacefulness, the relief of presence, the relief of letting go of some of the automatic contraction and craving, complexity. Such a relief to simply arrive and rest and yield and be. Now let's allow breathing to come back to the foreground of awareness. Breathing in the whole body. Opening, subsiding, opening, subsiding. And allowing our awareness to rest in this flow, in this rhythm, in the whole body. What's happening now? We find you've gone far away then, in the noticing you're mindful. In the noticing you're aware, and you can choose to invite your awareness back inside breathing, inside the body. Now beginning to bring this practice to a close. Being aware of sounds inside the room, outside the room. Broadening, opening awareness. Bring a little bit of movement to the body, maybe the fingers and the toes, if that's appropriate. Feet. And if we're lying down, we could gently bend one knee and then the other knee. Beginning to rock the knees a little bit from side to side. Keeping the breathing soft. And if you want to, you could roll over onto your side. If you're sitting or just moving however you want to. Oops, excuse me. My water bottle falling over. Luckily it had the lid on. And coming over onto our hands and knees. Gently uncurling the spine.